We've also been hearing a lot lately about Iceland, now teetering on the brink of national bankruptcy. So what is life like on this island nation of 300,000? We're joined now by Sigridur Hagalin Bjornsdottir. She's a journalist with the Iceland National Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for joining us. And you recently wrote, Sigridur, that watching your country suffer like this is almost like watching someone you love become ill. You say it's like suffering from a broken heart. What exactly is life like right now for the average person in Iceland?
We're coming over the initial shock. It's a very strange situation to live in one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And we have been living in more luxury than almost any other nation on this planet. And now all of a sudden we find ourselves almost like beggars.
You talk about the swift difference between being so wealthy to now being in a totally different place. Is this what everyone, is the average person going through something like this, or is this just a select few that went from being so wealthy to so not wealthy?
The general public here has been very, very well off. But now people are starting to lose their jobs. Hundreds of people who used to work in the banks have been losing their jobs recently. We know that a lot of companies are going to become bankrupt, and we had almost no unemployment in the past years. We've been importing workers from Eastern Europe because we didn't have enough people to work in our companies.
So how are people coping with this? Are they selling off their belongings? What are they doing?
Yeah, some people, I mean, most of us here, most homes have had two or three cars up till now, and people are trying to rid themselves of maybe one or two of their cars. But nobody seems to be buying, of course. People have been trying to stock up on some things. I have a three-month-old baby, and we're trying to stock up on diapers and powdered milk and things like that. But there are some strange twists to it. We export a lot of fish to Great Britain, and now it's impossible to move money between Iceland and Great Britain. So even though we've been selling fish to Great Britain, the fishing industry can't get any money back into Iceland for it. At the same time, the importers, they can't buy food in Great Britain because there's no flow of money. And now people are talking about using the money that's stuck in the bank from the fish to buy imported goods and take them to Iceland. Somehow we need to get food into the country because you can't really grow anything here except for potatoes and meat.
What does this do to your sense of national pride when Iceland is the name that people keep tossing around as the country that's in the worst mess of it all? How do people feel about that?
It's a very humbling experience. But Iceland, it may be sort of a lesson that we needed to learn. And this recession was inevitable, and many people had been warning us about it, but nobody here seemed to want to listen to it.
Sigridur Hagalin Bjornsdottir is a journalist with the Iceland National Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, too.